So I watched a video on Faith J. Goldie's YouTube channel, and it was a recorded conversation. Part of it was a recorded conversation that she had with somebody from Bell Media. And what they said is that they cannot run her political ads, which makes no sense because they have already received over $13,000 as a TD bank draft. So they've already got their money, and all he just kept on repeating is, "I'm sorry, we can't run your ads. Well, we will give you your money back, and we'll try to expedite it." So my anger with this is that why is it that other candidates can pay Bell Media to get their ads on CP24, yet Faith J. Goldie cannot? Why? And then the second part of her video, what she showed was something along the lines about the CRTC regulations or laws or whatever it was. I saw it, and I just want to know, is the CRTC going to step in here and rectify this issue? Because anybody who runs for the mayor of Toronto and has already paid to get their ads on, they should be able to get their ads, to get their advertisements on CP24. But there's a bigger picture here. The mere fact that somebody at some corporation, Bell Media in this case, can basically tell a political candidate or a mayoral candidate that they can't run their ads, that, you know, that means that there's some sort of, that they control the media, and that if they don't want your ads to be run, they can basically say, "No, sir, I'm sorry, we're not going to run your ads." It's wrong. So I did create a podcast yesterday stating what my top two reasons were for voting for Faith J. Goldie. If you get a chance, please check it out. Because this country is where I was born. This country is where I live. And I absolutely love Canada. And there are problems that are in Toronto that need to be solved. And Faith J. Goldie has already said that there are homeless people underneath the Gardner. Let me repeat that sentence. There are homeless people underneath the Gardner Expressway, and according to her, the homeless shelters are filled, you know, with these refugees, these illegal border crossers, and that she wants them to be evacuated from there and sent to Justin Trudeau's lawn. And she wants to get the homeless people the help that they need. And I don't understand why this has not happened before, but I do know that she's going to solve the problem. This is an eyesore, you know, seeing all these homeless people underneath the Gardner or sleeping on the streets. This is wrong on all levels. And there are more reasons why I want to see her become mayor, and I know she will. But we the people have got to have conversations about what's going on and what the political candidates are saying and what the problems are and what are they going to do to solve it. Anyhow, I hope everybody has a great day, and God bless you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.